close to 40 million people have died from AIDS-related illnesses since the start of the epidemic in the 1980s. And today, approximately 36 million people globally live with HIV. Education for prevention of the disease and access to treatment are growing, but HIV/AIDS remains an illness that people around the world are uncomfortable to talk about. The Wire's Jessica Supple has the story.
Celebrate the dying, deceased, dead and disabled who can't do it for themselves.
To support people with HIV.
Yeah, basically, you know, the whole like, value every life, honour every death, and free merchandise and food. I mean, come on, that's it, really. It's a good cause.
Remember all the friends I've lost over the years.
That's some of the people who got together in Adelaide today to celebrate and remember on World AIDS Day. Andrew Burry is the CEO of the Western Australian AIDS Council. I asked him if the situation is improving on a global scale.
Yes and no. It's improving if you look at the total numbers. So we've certainly improved in terms of the number of people with HIV who are able to access treatment, so that's good. But it's still only about half of the people with HIV who are on treatment, so we've got a long way to go. It's not improving in the sense that there are parts of the world where the epidemics are still increasing quite significantly, and unfortunately one of the regions where that is so is to our north, particularly Southeast Asia.
So more locally, what is the condition in Australia?
Well, in Australia for the last half a decade, we've seemed to have been stuck at just a little over 1,000 new infections every year, which is much higher. So we haven't been able to start to bring those numbers down, which is troubling. However, we do have new science, and we have every reason to think that over the next period, certainly by 2020, there's a realistic opportunity to substantially eliminate HIV transmission.
So the World Health Organization revealed that around 40% of all HIV-positive people, around 14 million people worldwide, are unaware of the fact. What could be done to reduce that number?
No one will know they've got HIV unless they are tested for it. So clearly the first thing to do is to ensure that people are able to access testing. The issue that we have to be aware of, though, is that the barriers to testing are quite myriad and vary across different places. So on one hand, you've got just lack of locations or lack of testing facilities, but on the other hand, you have social, cultural, religious barriers that discourage people from testing. But also, it's not helpful for someone to be tested for HIV and then not to then have access to treatment for it.
The PrEP scheme is considered highly effective in preventing HIV, yet it's not fully funded by the government. A number of state governments have announced trials. Do you think this is a step forward?
It's a huge step forward. Being based in WA, it's embarrassing to record that at this point Western Australia is the only major jurisdiction which is not providing access to PrEP through one of the demonstration trials. So we noted South Australia announced yesterday that the South Australian government will be funding South Australians to participate. And whilst we have a proposal on the Health Minister for WA, the Honourable John Day, it's on his desk to consider, but no decision has yet been made, and it's disappointing that one couldn't be made for World AIDS Day.
Do you think there is still a stigma around HIV/AIDS in Australia? What could be done to combat this?
Yes, there certainly is a stigma. It's been an issue for 30 years, and stigma, as you'd appreciate, is a barrier to all sorts of things. If we don't have HIV as part of normal everyday conversation, then people know nothing about it, and ignorance, as we know, is the greatest foundation for stigma.
Andrew Burry, CEO of the Western Australian AIDS Council. Stigma was one of the key issues at the World AIDS Day gathering in Adelaide today. I spoke with some of the attendees about their experiences.
You know, it's important to start a conversation and remove myths around transmission and just educate people and make people realise that HIV is a virus like lots of other viruses and there shouldn't be any shame about it.
I think it's important to get awareness out of any STI, honestly. It's a bit of a taboo subject. It really needs to be out there more. But HIV in particular, there's still this massive stigma. Like, people still use the terms like innocent victims and clean and dirty and that sort of thing, and it's just gross. And so I feel like it just needs to be normalised, and when it's normalised, we can talk about that more.
It's getting better. Like, for example, this morning I was at a tram station handing out ribbons, and I was expecting to get a few sort of people that weren't down with the idea, I suppose, but the reaction was actually really surprising. People were very accepting. I got a lot of donations, but it was just interesting to see how people's views have changed.
Attendees at a World AIDS Day event in Adelaide today, ending that story by The Wire's Jessica Supple.